As we approach the end of the initial 21-day lockdown, we are looking at a lot of uncertainties. Many non-essential supplies are dwindling. One item that has been completely out of reach for people is alcohol. A lot of us have been wondering how people are taking this sudden prohibition. It is all the more difficult for people who are dependent on alcohol and for their families. We continue to hear every day in the news about people consuming substitutes for alcohol like shoe polish, varnish, etc., which ultimately leads to their deaths. We heard a news that West Bengal had planned to home deliver alcohol, much to the Bengalis' delight and everyone else's envy. But that turned out to be fake news. I am Dr. Aishwarya Rao, a pediatrician and public health consultant, and today I am in conversation with Dr. Poorna Chandrika, the director of Institute of Mental Health Chennai, about the ramifications for people who are alcohol dependent during this COVID lockdown.
Good afternoon, ma'am, and thank you for talking to us today. I know you're very busy with all the duties that you have, especially in the shadow of the COVID-19 response. So for our listeners today, I wanted to talk to you to help our listeners understand the issues around alcohol dependence. So what is the difference between alcohol abuse and recreational use of alcohol, ma'am?
So abuse includes it's a continuous use of the substance despite the significant problems caused by it. But at the same time, it won't amount to dependence.
Yes.
And recreational use of alcohol, and that is a very gray area wherein it goes on and on.
Mm.
And certain cultures, even one drink will be seen as abuse.
Mm.
Whereas in some cultures and in some areas, it will be like, it's okay to continue.
Okay.
So whatever it is, it will lead to problematic drinking in certain vulnerable individuals.
Mm.
So that is one of the reasons we always say, do not experiment with drugs.
Okay. So you're saying it all depends upon the cultural context.
Not only cultural context, it's a biopsychosocial model.
Right.
So it depends on the genetic, it depends on the vulnerability of the individual, it depends on the environmental factors, it depends on the other various factors surrounding the individual.
Generally, ma'am speaking, how much alcohol qualifies for abuse or dependence, given somebody, a male, in Chennai today?
Okay. One unit is like 10 ml of ethanol.
Mm.
So as per the NICE guidelines, we see that not more than 14 units should be consumed per week on a regular basis. And it is like the units should be spread across the days and not more than that for a man or a woman. So it's like 14 units should be consumed per week. Then it amounts to too much of alcohol.
Okay. That's nice, ma'am, to know the actual definition of alcohol dependence. What are the symptoms of someone who is dependent on alcohol, ma'am?
Yes, this is one question I think it will plague everyone, because we see such a huge amount of crowd in front of the task mask on weekends and on the four festivals, on any occasion. And we always wonder whether these persons are dependent on alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes, there are certain fixed guidelines and criteria which says that this persons are dependent on alcohol. So for that, we always say, first of all, is the increased priority given for the substance.
Okay.
And another one criteria that's very important is they will not be able to cut down on the strong desire and compulsion. And they can't control that. Once they start, they just go on and on and on.
Okay.
And suppose it just suddenly stopped, ceased, like right now, then they go through certain symptoms.
Okay.
And any alcohol dependent person, if we ask them, they would have said, we started with 90 ml.
Mm.
And that time I had this intoxication. But now, even though I drink around 2 fulls or 3 fulls, I'm not getting that same desired effect.
Okay.
So that is also one of the signs of dependence, a difficulty in controlling the substance. And whatever happens, they will neglect the family. And sometimes they might miss certain occasions because because that alcohol takes precedence over everything else.
Right.
And the other one is, even if the alcohol is consumed, when others say to stop it or cut it down, they know that it causes harm, they know that it causes jaundice, they know that it will lead to seizures, but even then they continue to use the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
So these are all the criteria to know that this person is dependent on not alcohol.
Right, ma'am. And especially now that we are having the complete lockdown, what do you think people who are dependent on alcohol are doing? What do you think, is alcohol available in the black market? What are some of the, in your experience, in your OP, what are you seeing, ma'am?
So there are some people who are anticipated that this will lead to this much of days of
alcohol. I'm sure, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So they were all very, all stocked up.
Yes. Okay.
So the surprise element, the anticipation of this for the 2 weeks which might happen, if announced by the government, which will lead to other surprises.
Oh.
And for the black market, I think that is for the legal department and for the police to say how much is going on.
Yeah.
But from those reports, what we have seen, there is some looting of shops.
Yeah, looting of shops. We are seeing it every day. Yes, ma'am.
There is a certain percentage of people who are taking this in a very good sense. I personally met someone who said, like, after the stock, suddenly there was no stock and I had no other option but to stop. And
okay.
Now, right now, it is the same day running and I feel better. And he was, like, very much happy that he was able to be off the substance for this many days.
Okay. So it actually helps someone who's motivated to stop?
Yeah, it actually helps someone who's motivated to stop. And it also helps people who are not motivated to stop because there is no other option before that.
That's one good thing, additional good thing of the lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah, that is there. And I always say we should use this opportunity. People should come forward and use this opportunity to stop, because there have been periods when they go on penance, on fasting.
Yes.
Like when they go to
Sabarimala
temples and churches, they don't drink for 45 days or more, and they become someone, some people just quitted.
Yes.
So this can also be taken as an opportunity wherein they can stop and quit alcohol.
The news is filled with stories about something related to alcohol dependence. I mean, every day we are hearing about how people are resorting to consuming substitutes for alcohol, those that are extremely dependent. So what are some of the substitutes? Have you seen something like that, ma'am?
In our OPD, we still haven't come across anyone because they might report to casualty of general hospital.
Yes.
But I always take every opportunity that I talk with media or talk with anyone to tell them that no substitutes come for alcohol, and please don't use it, and because it's very dangerous to life. So please don't get carried away by false WhatsApp messages which says that this is a substitute for that, that is a substitute for that.
Okay.
And drink and lose your life.
Yes.
Please don't go near this. That is one thing that I keep telling again and again.
Yes, ma'am. What are some of the problems that families are facing because of someone in their, one of their members not having access to alcohol and they are fully dependent on it?
This is one of a trying time for anyone who is with someone who is alcohol dependent and not so very motivated to quit alcohol.
Yes.
So these sort of persons, the life can become difficult for the partner who is with them, and for the children, for the person.
Yeah.
So I think if the partner is a wee bit understanding, taking into account that this is the moment that is better to avoid nasty confrontation in front of children. If that is taken into account, the violence and the, it is not putting the blame on anyone, but to staying away from someone who is irritable, and be a little bit understanding and give them a very healthy diet. So they might experience a mild sleep abnormalities in the initial few phases.
Yeah.
But of course, again, only 5 to 10% will have complicated withdrawal.
Okay.
Rest of the other persons, because see, all said and done, if suppose the lockdown effects of alcohol dependence is so very high, our OP should have been crowded.
Yes.
It is not so.
Okay.
So it is only that 5% who will experience a complicated withdrawal.
Okay.
So rest of the personnel can be managed by outpatient or community detoxification.
Okay.
Actually, even before lockdown, daily we used to have around 5 to 8 alcohol dependent patients coming for treatment.
Okay.
So actually now also there is like 3 to 5 people coming daily.
Okay.
OPD.
Okay.
So I don't find that much of a difference.
Okay.
But of course, now they'll come to us if the complications are very severe.
Mm.
So that is one of the reasons that they come to us even during lockdown.
Yeah.
Even if they are not motivated.
Right.
Because of the complications.
Yeah, and yours is a tertiary center, so only the most complicated will arrive at your OPs. Is the pandemic-related anxiety higher? Such symptoms, are they coming and seeking help from your OP?
Higher anxiety, pandemic-related anxiety, I won't say higher, but everyone does express it.
Mm.
I won't say high. But just like you and me, they also have their concerns.
Yes.
We tell them the facts that this helps and this does not help.
Yeah.
Okay. These are the practices that we can follow. And first of all, accept the situation.
Yes.
Spend some time and do whatever what you want to do.
So yeah.
It's all the regular ones that we keep telling, read books, watch TV, not too much of TV, but lesser amount of TV at the right time with the proper information.
Yeah.
The proper governmental information and all that stuff we keep telling them, and this is something that we deal with on a regular basis, and some calls do keep coming and we address them. And being as we can't say that the exclusive psychiatric calls, we do get some general query calls also.
Okay.
And which also we directed to the specific authority.
Okay. So general counseling is able to allay a lot of the anxiety is what you're telling me.
Yeah, alleviate the anxiety. Yes, definitely.
Okay. IMH has always done very good work, ma'am, and you're continuing the good work.
I'll just share the IMH landline number.
Yes.
This is our helpline of Institute of Mental Health, which is functioning 24/7. We have a psychiatrist and psychologist on call. And depending on the nature of the call, the person attending the phone will direct the call to the psychiatrist or psychologist who's on duty. And as per the needs of the individual, the issue will be addressed. Our number is 044-2642-5585. So please make use of this helpline. And we also have our clinical psychologists who are the RCI approved clinical psychologists who are pitched in along with the DMHP team. So these numbers will be shared and it's on the social platform everywhere. So please make use of this. Thank you. Thank you for giving me an opportunity.
Yes. Thank you so much, ma'am. It was really nice talking to you.
That was Dr. Poorna Chandrika, Director, Institute of Mental Health in Chennai, talking to us. The message is loud and clear. When in need of mental health services, whether for alcohol dependency-related services or anxiety related to the COVID pandemic news from all over, please reach out to mental health professionals. Call the respective state helplines wherever you are. 104 is the number in many states. Do not handle this yourself. Ask for help. There are professionals waiting to help you. I am Dr. Aishwarya Rao, and I will see you with another edition of a COVID-19 related podcast soon. Thank you for listening.